Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew chapter 7, verses 26 and 27. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Storms come into our lives, don't they? Sometimes it's the thorns and thistles of the worries of the world, as Jesus taught on later on in Matthew. Sometimes it's things outside our control to do with the economy or health. But the storms come. The question is, are we ready for them? And if we have Christ with us, we will be. But if we've got some kind of superficial sham relationship with God, it won't prove to be enough. The sand will not stand the test. This last Sunday in the Watford Church of Christ, Patricia Palmer was welcoming people, and she talked about this scripture. And she asked the children in the congregation if they'd ever built a sandcastle and what it was like. And one of the children, Mulligan, gave a really great description of a quite substantial sandcastle. And it was impressive. And then she said, Mulligan, is that sandcastle still there? And of course, we all kind of laughed, and he laughed as well, because he said, well, of course not. It's a sandcastle. It was built on a beach, and the tide was going to come in. And it didn't make any sense to even ask the question if the sandcastle would still be there. Of course not. But it was a sobering point, and it made the point that, of course, things built of sand or on sand don't last. And Jesus is warning us here that our spiritual life won't last unless we build on the rock. So in our devotional time today, in your prayer time, be asking God, how can I build more firmly on the rock? Is there any substance of sand in any of the way that I'm building my life? Please expose that now so that I can build on the rock now and be secure for the future and not worry about my foundations. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.